You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Shelley's got the morning off. Sean's in the news chair. Tell us what else. Well, you're going to start with this. The coastal flooding is the story, right?
Without a doubt. And there's some big fat cheaters making their way around the internet. I'll tell you about that as well. News brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More, your ultimate cannabis culture shopping experience. Ask about their loyalty program at 4 locations. Pitbull Tobacco and More, for locals by locals. Speaking of which, I'm completely unaware there was one right up here by us.
What's that?
Pitbull? There's a pit bull. Yeah, I was coming from my girlfriend's house now, She's very close. I come from a different direction.
Yeah.
And I saw it as I pulled up, and I went, oh, I was all excited
Fantastic.
To see it there. Yeah.
Did you stop and lick the windows?
I kind of stared through them longingly.
They would know it was us.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. All right.
But yes, we are focusing on this. Just a few days ago, we were bracing for the remnants of Hurricane Ian, and somehow here we are bracing for the remnants of Hurricane Ian again as they merge with a cold front to form a nor'easter.
Yikes.
Now all over Hampton Roads, they're getting ready for that coastal flooding, possibly historic level flooding in some places, they're saying.
Wow.
The forecast so far is starting this afternoon, we're going to see major flooding across the area. They're saying if you remember Hurricane Sandy from 2012... might be like that.
Wow, interesting. All right.
Yeah. Now, they've put with Hurricane Sandy, one of the big problems they had was water going up into people's yards and up into their houses and everything.
Sure.
Because there wasn't the proper drainage and situation. Now,
you remember the fallout?
I do.
Parts of Virginia Beach, it was discovered, were engineered incorrectly.
Yes.
And that resulted in a lot of damage. And then, hey, if you have one of those big jacked up trucks, slow down.
Yeah,
you push the water under people's doors.
Yeah,
they would
that
go
guy.
Down the road too fast and create. It's a no wake zone.
Yeah,
no wake zone on land. Okay,
yeah. And if you got your big truck and you can get through the water, that's great. I'm happy for you.
But
just do it slowly.
Yes. Don't take that as a license to push the water under people's houses. Not to be prejudiced against anybody that has a big jacked up truck, but a lot of times people like to see how they perform. Is my point. Yeah.
Well, but the
I
point
don't
is,
see people in a Buick doing that.
No, it's affecting other people in the neighborhoods when you do that. So there's no reason
to push the water up into their homes.
We don't need to know how small your dink is. Just drive slowly through the neighborhood, please. That's all.
That's to everyone. Exactly.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Again, they're saying that if you remember Hurricane Sandy, it could be like that. But they've made some changes since then, so hopefully it won't be as bad.
Yeah.
They did see Skip Stiles, the Wetlands Watch executive director, who's been keeping an eye on this, spoke with Wavy, and he was saying that they're expecting this to be a significant flood event. They said it'll rank in the top 15 ranked flooding events of the region.
All right.
So it should at least be significant is what they're
saying.
Are
you near any flooding?
I don't. Well, me?
Does everybody know what zone they're in?
No.
Because it's easy to find on them internet.
So the hilarious part is I literally just moved again recently, so I don't know the flooding in this area.
Yeah.
I have to look. And I've spent the last couple of days at my girlfriend's house because I just started seeing her officially recently.
Yeah.
And I don't know what hers is like either. So
oh,
I don't
wow.
know where I'm going to go after work today to
I
make
don't know.
My life easier.
I can tell you one place that doesn't flood, the Delta.
You're right
over
about
here,
that.
Buddy.
I will say.
You get up on floor number 6 or 7.
I do.
Bring it on.
I do like where my girlfriend is from now is like 5 minutes from here.
Oh, you got to like that?
And I was like, ooh, that makes life easy.
Yeah.
So maybe if there even is a little bit of flooding, I can get around it and get here quickly.
I don't know. Moeller was saying this morning, Craig's a personal friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was saying today that he packed an overnight bag because he's not sure he can get back to where he lives, which is near water.
Right.
He's just like, hey, I got to stay and do the noon show. And then after that, I don't know what's going to happen. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll try to drive to one. And if that doesn't work, I'll go to the other one. And if that doesn't work, I'll be coming back. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're up here on 3. I think we're good.
Yeah, we're good for sure. Yeah. But several areas across Hampton Roads have declared states of emergency in addition to the coastal flooding warnings. And that, of course, has led to a ton of closures. We have a link up on our Facebook page in the See It Now tab if you want to go keep track of those. If you aren't sure what's closed today, things like the Elizabeth River Ferry, that service has been suspended through Tuesday.
Really?
Yes, just a heads up. Authorities are asking you to please take this seriously. They're concerned that because Ian wasn't quite as bad as some people thought it was going to be for us, and then we had a couple of light days over the weekend.
Boy, I don't know where you were.
Hey, I got nothing
Ian. Ian was terrible where I live.
Oh, man, I got almost nothing. It was rainy. And
I had 50-mile-an-hour gusts, tree branches down everywhere.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
People without power for 48 hours or so.
Wow, yeah, see?
Dude, 5 bucket trucks drove past my house. My house never went out, never lost power.
That's good.
The neighborhood behind us, though.
Oh, rough.
At least five bucket trucks were winding through a residential neighborhood.
It's so interesting to me just because, we both live in Virginia Beach.
Yes.
We're not, we can only be so far from each other.
So, you're right. I live in North Central.
Right. And I'm closer towards, Providence and Indian River in that area. And it's just, it was...
Different animal.
Kind of a nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
In any event, just be careful this week is what they're saying today. Please take this seriously. In addition to other issues this storm is causing, it's delayed the planned first departure of the USS Gerald Ford. The Navy announced yesterday evening that the aircraft carrier and its crew's planned deployment from Naval Station Norfolk has now been delayed due to the nor'easter. They are closely monitoring the weather situation, and they will provide information as that becomes available. Right now, they don't
know.
They don't know when they're going to be changing that to, but we'll see. While the storm is affecting a slew of things, not everything is getting closed. A couple of fun things are still going to happen this week. The Suffolk Peanut Festival and the Chesapeake's Great American Food Fest. Those are both still on. At least they're planned to happen this week because they both don't start till I think, Wednesday is the first one.
Wednesday is the food fest,
exactly
for sure.
Right. And then Thursday, the 6th through the 9th, will be the Peanut Festival.
That makes sense.
Yep. The festival, Peanut Festival's publicity coordinator, Teresa Earle, said that there have been rumors about it being canceled and whatnot. She said, no, the parade is canceled, but the event is still on.
Yeah, that was confusing. Shelly and I had that discussion several times last week.
Yeah, she did say it got confusing because they all had the name Peanut Fest on it, so people were confused. But she did say that the actual Peanut Festival that's going to take place at the Suffolk Executive Airport Field is still going on as planned October 6th through the 9th. And the Chesapeake 41st Annual Great American Food Fest is still scheduled for Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Chesapeake City Park. Hey, Rock Girl Autumn's going to be out there, by the way. There's going to be live music, food, everything's still a go. It's going to be benefiting the Sheriff's Office for Charities and Raritan Community Projects. And Chesapeake Sheriff Jim O'Sullivan is actually going to be here to talk with us later this morning about the food fest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to be awesome.
Jim O'Sullivan will look down on you. Do you know how tall this man
is? I've heard that before.
6'8"?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I'm going to have to stand on my toes around him and just be like, hey, Jim.
Maybe only seven. Maybe 6'7".
Either way.
He's got to be the world's, I mean, he's got to be America's tallest sheriff, right? There was that other dude, though, for the longest time in, was it Portsmouth?
Yeah.
He was sheriff's deputy. He was 7'1".
Wow.
Yeah. That guy was on TV from time to time, but I don't know if he's still active.
Well, see, now if I'm the person
filming
that.
You're on Cops.
Yeah.
You're on Cops and these two guys. It's like being guarded by Shaq.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Just lay down. Don't try to. Don't.
Yeah, please.
Resist nothing. Just lay down.
They don't want to run.
No, but they can take long strides and get you. So.
Yeah. You're three steps away from them.
Yeah.
At all times.
Yep. So, again, we'll have all the info you could possibly want about the food fest later this morning.
Yeah.
As Florida and Carolina residents are still recovering from Hurricane Ian, the death toll from the storm is continuing to rise. It's now over four dozen, with 47 deaths confirmed in Florida, along with four in North Carolina, three in Cuba. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has said that SpaceX chief executive Elon Musk has agreed to provide the company with satellite internet service. They're repositioning a bunch of those Starlink satellites to cover a lot of southwestern Florida to give them an internet access. Yeah.
Wow. That is just genius.
Yep, and he said we're expecting...
Until it's used for evil.
Exactly, yeah. But he said we're expecting 120 additional large Starlink units to deploy to southwest Florida to give them good coverage.
Our friend Jeff Schmidt, who worked at FM 99 and 106.9 The Fox for years and years, is down there, and they still don't have any power. He's down... He's between Sarasota and Venice, and I don't know if you've kept up on that, but Venice got crushed pretty hard. I don't know how Sarasota fared, but
My sisters live just north of where this thing really did a lot of damage. So I was concerned as it was coming in, but I heard from both of them finally on Saturday, and they were both okay.
My sister, and, too. She lives in Lakeland, which was just outside of the range of... it's between Tampa and Orlando. So, yeah, the power went out, and, yeah, there's sticks in the yard, but it's not any of this.
Yeah,
plus, it's inland.
Yeah.
These guys are on the coast, man.
Yeah,
you know, the storm surge is crushing.
That's what scared me about my sisters, because they live in Holiday, which is just north of Tampa, right on the coast. So I was very concerned. But they're okay. I hope everybody you know in Florida is okay as well. And while we're talking about Elon Musk, by the way, an early prototype of Tesla's proposed Optimus humanoid robot. Remember we were talking about that?
Yeah.
Slowly and awkwardly walked onto a stage, turned and waved to a cheering crowd at the company's artificial intelligence event on Friday.
All right. See, this is the evil scientist guy thing. You know, when these Starlink satellites become active and actualized and become a collective brain that controls these robots, then we're not going to like the guy anymore.
How do you think they're going to process all information they need to send to, like, update these robots and whatnot?
How long before the robots fart? He loves that.
If that's not one of the first things they do.
The guy put fart sounds in a $100,000 car.
Yeah.
Oh, it farts.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tesla S farts, buddy.
You know why? Because the fart joke is priceless.
Everyone gets the fart joke.
Yes.
It's universal.
Absolutely.
Other cultures. Hey, could you crack a window, bro?
Yeah. But here's the thing. It walked across the stage. It waved to the crowd, but that's all it did. The basic tasks by the robot, which, by the way, had exposed wires and electronics, were far from what Musk has said will be a human-like robot that can change the world. Musk told the crowd that the robot can do much more than what they saw, but that it's very delicate right now and he didn't want it to fall.
Right.
The demonstration didn't exactly impress a lot of robotics experts. One of them called it a scam. Musk said Tesla's goal is to make millions of these robots at a cost that would be less than hopefully $20,000.
A scam?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why? Is he trying to get investors or something? Is that the point of this?
He wants to turn this into a thing where you'll have robots everywhere. Everybody will be buying them.
You saw what the hue and cry, of course, is how long before a sex robot?
Oh, I mean.
He's answered this already.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
He
already says he has plans for a Catwoman version. You know, like from the last movie, which is just oh my God.
I'm just
so smoking hot.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you follow the sex industry, you'll notice the way technology moves.
Well, every innovation in technology has manifested itself in sex first.
Yep.
It's the easiest thing to sell. You get your money back right away because you're going to sell out of it.
That was the indicator.
And then you can use that money to actually develop something that's good for mankind.
That was the indicator between Blu-ray and HD DVD because the pornography industry went to Blu-ray. They did not go to HD DVD.
Really?
So there you go.
All right. How long were they on Spew-ray?
I think they still are.
Yeah,
that never ends.
Don't go to gooray.com. Don't go there. You're going to hate that.
Is nothing sacred anymore. The Lake Erie Walleye Trail Fishing Tournament, of all things, is going viral, but for the wrong reasons.
This is something.
The winners of the tournament were disqualified on Friday after it was discovered they were stuffing the fish with lead weights and fish fillets to bulk up their weight. The director of the tournament became suspicious when he said the fish were weighing almost twice what they thought they would.
Yes.
He said looking at the fish, they estimated they would weigh about 4 ounces. I'm sorry, 4 pounds. I don't know why I said 4 ounces.
Yeah,
and they're coming closer to around 7.
You have to see this video to really appreciate it. I think it's on the See It Now tab and the Rumble in the Morning Facebook pages. Fishing tournaments are a big, big business around the world.
Yes.
You're talking, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars. We had a crew out of here that won one of these big East Coast tournaments, won like $100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too long ago. So when that kind of money is involved, people will go to... But this is the most basic cheat of all time.
Yeah, like, this is old school.
This is really old school.
Yeah.
To shove lead weights down the fish. By the way, you have to go see the video to appreciate it. You can't believe the number of weights they try to get away with.
Big they are.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's massive. The director said when he touched the fish, he could feel the hard objects inside, so it wasn't even clever.
Yeah.
When they cut them open, they revealed several large lead weights. And to say the crowd was unhappy...
Oh!
Would be a bare minimum. Yeah. Jacob Runyon and Chase Kaminsky were the team that were caught cheating.
Okay.
They were set to win just shy of $29,000, but instead left with nothing.
Ah.
They had to be escorted out because the crowd was hurling insults and threatening them.
I'm shocked that they didn't get tuned up.
Yeah. The director said he knew Runyon and Kaminsky from other tournaments. And they had won several other tournaments previously.
Yes, they were having a great year, apparently.
But then he said they won't be competing at the Lake Erie Walleye Trail Tournament again anytime soon or any of the other tournaments that he manages. And he manages like 8 or 9 of these big tournaments out there.
Yeah, well, apparently they've had issues in the past, these two. There were stories going around about some $100,000 tournament they were in last year. They got kicked out at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to collect $100,000, though.
Right.
And somehow or another they got DQ'd, but the word didn't get around. Really odd.
I feel like this viral video is going to make it real hard for them to slide into any significant tournaments.
Is this criminal?
They are speaking with authorities to see if there's anything they can do.
Because I kind of think it is.
Yeah,
I think you're basically, well, I mean, it's fraud at the very least. That's not necessarily criminal. That's civil.
Right.
But I don't know if it's a robbery or not. I don't know what constitutes that. But you're certainly defrauding the tournament, the organizers.
Right.
And at some level, that might be criminal. I don't know.
Yeah. So they are speaking with authorities to see what they can do. But at this point, that's all the information we have. And so, you know what? Let's not focus on those losers. Let's focus on a guy who did it the right way. Jamie Graham from Tingsboro, Massachusetts, won a New England pumpkin way off over the weekend.
Oh, no.
He set a new record with his 2,480-pound pumpkin.
Look at the pumpkins on Jamie.
That's right. The pumpkin's name, because it needs a name, is Bear Swipe.
Okay.
I don't know.
That just sounds.
I know. Jamie took home $8,500.
Wow.
And had been growing giant pumpkins, he says, for 10 years now. So wow. Congratulations to Jamie, who did it the right way. Didn't put no lead weights in his pumpkin. And
you imagine they open the pumpkin and they find it like a trap door, and he has filled it with like cinder blocks and stuff. And it's just this giant shell. Things paper mache.
And finally, I thought you might find this interesting. We know that fall began September 22nd, and historically fall is considered synonymous with pumpkins.
Yeah.
They pretty much dominate every imagery you see of the fall. But Americans apparently don't want to grow pumpkins. They're not even close to the number one thing we're searching how to garden or how
really?
To grow. Yep.
Really? All right.
Gardening experts at All About Gardening analyzed Google Trends data to establish the fall crop with the highest search volume. And how to grow was the search term they used in each American state in the past 5 years. This revealed the crop each American state wants to learn how to grow. And surprisingly, the most popular one, could you take a guess? If it's not pumpkins, what do you
tomatoes.
Think it's going to be?
Tomatoes.
Well, no. Garlic.
Really?
Yep. The analysts revealed that garlic had the highest number of states searching for it out of any fall crop. 12 states, including...
Oh, it's a fall crop. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
12 states, including Delaware, Wyoming, New York, and Hawaii, had the most searches for how to grow garlic.
Yeah.
Apparently grows well in colder weather.
Interesting.
So that was...
I wouldn't mind doing that. No. I use a lot of garlic.
And also, I'm not trying to diminish anybody's pumpkin growing or anything like that, but it's kind of, you can grow those by accident.
They're kind of old-timey?
Well, I mean, they're easy. I mean, like, we had a pumpkin that just rotted outside, and guess what grew?
Garlic? No, another pumpkin, right.
Yes, pumpkins, exactly.
I have what are now feral tomatoes in my backyard.
Feral tomatoes?
Yeah, well, we didn't plant any more tomatoes, but by God, there's tomatoes growing there again this year, so
My grandfather worked for years to grow tomatoes. He worked very hard at it.
No, they just came up.
Wow.
Next thing you know, I got vines again. It's
good
like,
for
what?
You.
Are they supposed to do this? I don't even know what this is about.
All right, well, hey, everybody go to Rumbles for some tomatoes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Today, we've got, surprisingly, rain. High near 60, breezy with the north winds 21 to 24 miles per hour with gusts as high as close to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, more rain likely, cloudy with a low around 53. Tomorrow, chance of rain and cloudy with a high near 57. And that's going to continue for the next day or two. So we'll just keep your heads stay on the swivel today.
Yes.
Make sure you're safe as you're driving around. And everybody, this is a... time to be careful and stay home. You know, have a good day staying at home if you don't have to work. With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.